This is a special edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. This is Todd Wright Toddcast episode number 200. Nice, big, round number. This is normally where I tell you about Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group, but I just want to talk about a number of things that are important to me because this Toddcast is simply a thank you. I come on here a lot. I rip things, I bitch, I complain, I bring your attention to things that you may see the same way I do. Honestly, it's kind of fun to have this outlet. When I stepped away 10 years ago from full-time active duty, for those of you who knew me as a local or national sports talk radio host for the better part of what? 2+ decades. Some of you said, hey, start doing a podcast. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm very happy that JoeBucksFan.com, other individuals, sponsors like Brandon Legal Group, Bill Curry Ford, Full Torque Fitness, Pin Chasers, Hooters, did back me getting into this. It allows me to do just enough. Many of you have said to me, nationally and locally in the greater Tampa Bay area or Orlando, we need you back. I really appreciate that. I'm happy you miss me. I don't miss doing that full time. I'm 10 years removed from it. I feel I made the right decision. I was starting to run on empty for at least a couple years leading up to getting out. Honestly, I feel better. According to people in my life, even though I'm 10 years older, I look better. My lifestyle is better. And I was kind of raised on by the wonderful grandparents that I often talk about, my legal guardians who passed on many years ago, who brought me here to the Tampa Bay area when I was very young from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was born and where they had spent the bulk of their adult life. You make enough money to have what you want and pay your bills. And 10 years ago, I thought I had enough. Not of the business. Yeah. But money. That's what I was raised on, the belief that put yourself in a good position, and once you have what you need, make sure you enjoy your life. And I worked pretty damn hard. I got some terrific breaks along the way. I still remember when I got the call from Len Weiner at ESPN Radio. And he was first checking in on me because I was going through one of the many times where I worked for an entity that was bought out by another entity and they just fire everybody. And then he said, you got a tape? It changed my life. Changed my life. Yeah, I had a tape. He listened to it. He, Drew Hayes, John Martin, brought me to Bristol, Connecticut. Mike Tirico gave me some advice hours before I went on air. I was actually supposed to do the NFL on ESPN Radio, and then they changed their mind once I got there. I was going to work with Mike Tirico on that show, which would have been awesome. And then I guess some dominoes fell and they were like, well, Todd can talk more than pro football. Let's use him on the evening show because I guess they needed someone. And I worked with Jody Ambrosio and Peter Brown. Peter Brown, who later in my career was always my guest host when my grandfather was sick and attempting to recover from a stroke that he had 5 days before Christmas. And this lasted for months. And there were times where I had to call out to go tend to my grandfather, either in a rehab center or at a hospital or an ICU, and I would call out, and Craig Larson, my wonderful boss at Sporting News Radio, which later became Yahoo Sports Radio, said, "I got you. You know, go." And Peter Brown often would do that show last minute. So it was people like that. And I was fortunate to make really good money for a while. I also knew to manage that money. And be honest with you, 10 years ago of what I had, and here I am 10 years later, I haven't touched my savings. I haven't touched it. I live very modestly. I have what I need. My grandparents, unfortunately, are gone. Only family in my life. I have a terrific circle of friends, but they're not exactly dependents. I take care of myself. I watch my own back. I'm smart with my life for the most part. I've made some mistakes, both professionally and personally. I admit to them. Have I learned from them? Most of them. Yeah. Most of them. You know, when you watch the people that raised you, when you watch them die, it kind of kicks you in the ass to grow up. And that's when I grew up, when Grandma and then Grandpa passed away, 2004, 2008. So your friends, you surround yourself with good people. And not just people who live good lives and have good hearts. They have good senses of humor, right? Good sense of humors or good senses of humor. I was thinking about this recently, and the people that, maybe not on a daily basis, maybe not even on a weekly basis, that are my closest friends, and they all have a really good sense of humor. They smile more often than they frown. I think I often said on the national show, other than Knowledge is King, actually, I was more of an end of the local show thing, was if you let life entertain you, you will be pleasantly surprised how much it does. And I do. Hopefully I entertain you guys listening to this podcast or my fantasy football podcast or when I did the Lightning playoff podcast or when I make appearances still on Spectrum Bay News 9 or on VSiN. The Sports Betting Network, run by the Musburgers out of Las Vegas with the great Gil Alexander, and various other things that I do. My golf tournaments, wow. I just hosted my 37th golf tournament. My golfers know this story. So how did the golf tournament start? Well, it was October 25th of 2015, and I went to the great guys at joebucksfan.com. And I said, have you ever done a golf tournament combined with a watch party? And they said, no, we wouldn't know how to do that. I said, can we do one? And they said, yeah. So we teed off in the morning at Northdale. And then I had everybody leave and go to then the Leroy Selman's location, which has since become Glory Days and was just renovated within the last year. It looks fantastic. In Carrollwood. Wasn't much of a drive, but we got everybody off the golf course at Northdale. And then we got everybody to Leroy Selman's restaurant in Carrollwood to watch the Bucks Redskins. That was the game where the Bucks blew the huge lead. Kirk Cousins going to the locker room, points at the camera and says, "You like that." All right, so the date of that game, I'll always remember, is the date of my first golf tournament. There was no branding as the Todd Wright Tour. Most people actually left at halftime because it had been such a long day. You know, it takes you 4+ hours to play golf. Then you get settled in, you watch the game. That's another hour and a half. Long day. Some stayed for the end. I gave everybody prizes. And as they left, I just wanted to see if I could host my own golf tournament. I had played in enough of them for charity, not for charity. And there were things that I liked and things that I didn't. And I said, I'm going to do one of these. And virtually everybody who left that golf tournament thanked me, looked me in the eye, shook my hand, told me they had a good time, and asked when was the next one. There was no next one. I had no plans to do another one. And this past weekend, I hosted my 37th golf tournament. We're almost 7 years in. The same people haven't played in all 37 events. Some have come and gone. Some of my players have passed on. I had so many new players in this most recent tournament. Both team winners were brand new. Bob Neugebauer's team, who I met at the Sports Club of Tampa Bay when Rick Peckham spoke. AJ Gross's team. AJ's such a nice guy. Really good golfer. Met his father-in-law via the Tampa Club at the same event where Rick Peckham spoke for the Sports Club of Tampa Bay a couple of months ago. Followers on Facebook who played for the first time. Our grand prize winner was from the Kevin Harris team that just started playing with me this past year. Bunch of young guys. The grand prize winner looks like a poor man's Ted Lasso. It was awesome. I like giving everybody a fun day of golf. I like doing it once, and I've done it now 37 times. And I've met so many people. Over half don't even know about this podcast. Don't even know I used to do talk radio. Don't even know I worked for ESPN. It's almost flattering. They play in the golf tournaments solely because of the golf tournaments. That's what they know me for. And there were really close friends that said when I stepped away from the full-time duty 10 years ago, they said, you're going to have to find something or you're going to get bored. I found golf. Now, the podcast helped me scratch the itch. They do. But Joey DiPompo, big part of that, become one of my best friends. Big part of why the Todd Wright Tour exists. He's now the director of golf at Tampa Bay Downs. I've spent holidays at his mom and dad's house. They're terrific, longtime teachers. And dad was also a soccer coach. And he has the sense of humor. He's a good guy. So do his mom and dad. So all of this, I'll wrap it up. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts, allowing me to tell you about Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group and Hooters and some of the past sponsors as well. And yeah, you're welcome to come out to a golf tournament. It isn't free. I have to pay the golf course. I have to take some money to create a prize inventory. I'm always trying to make new friends in local businesses. Stephen Gary, operating partner of Texas Cattle Company, this amazing steakhouse in downtown Lakeland. He came out, played with Dave Wirth and Dave's son Dan and Dave's longtime coworker Chris's son Ben. They almost won. Finished second to Team Neugebauer. Stephen Gary of Texas Cattle Company, I can't say enough about that restaurant and about Stephen. He made time to come out. Only could play 10 holes, then he had to go to work. Take care of everybody coming to the restaurant that night. I've met so many people that way through golf tournaments. The people that play in my fantasy football leagues, which I hope to expand to 3 this year. The businesses that support the podcast, the golf tournaments. And just me. I am very, very fortunate for the life that I have. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for listening to me. And trust me, we'll get back to screaming and bitching and moaning and pointing some stuff out in Todd Wright Toddcast number 201. But this one, I just wanted to say thanks. I really do appreciate every one of you that listens to any podcast and who have supported me prior to the podcast, previously on local or national radio, who support the golf tournaments. Thanks for an awesome life. You can always email me, wright.todd@yahoo.com or toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. As long as you are cordial, I will always respond. Always. Thank you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thanks again.